Recently, we announced the support in Azure Maps for Weather Service. Today, Audi from the Azure Maps team joins me on the IoT show to show us all these APIs with some demos and some code. Hey everyone, this is Olivier, you're watching the IoT show. Thanks for joining us. We have Audi today to talk about the Azure Maps Weather Service APIs. Audi, thanks for
Thanks for having me.
So before we jump into the topic, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What are you doing in the Azure Maps team?
I'm Audi Newman. I'm a senior program manager on Azure Maps team. Azure Maps is a part of Azure IoT team, and Azure Maps is not just about the visual maps. It is a platform of geospatial SDKs and REST APIs.
Awesome. So let's jump into it. So recently we announced the availability of, you know, or the partnership with AccuWeather to add weather data into Azure Maps. And so what you're going to talk about and show us is how developers can use the service through the APIs. So let's see what APIs are we talking about here, and what kind of demos are you about to show us?
Yeah, so the Azure Maps Weather Service adds a new layer of location-aware information to our portfolio. Developers can now access real-time and predicted weather data and visualizations through their existing Azure subscription. And when you think about the weather data, it's a critical factor for many scenarios. For example, wind energy providers can utilize weather data to take the correct actions on the power market. And for example, they can use wind speed information in their machine learning models to predict the need for the renewable energy. If we think about the retail sector, retailers can use both short-term and long-term forecast to predict the supply and demand, and also use that information together with our route service to optimize the deliveries and minimize the transportation cost. Also, if you are running digital marketing campaigns, you can personalize the ad content based on the user's location. So let's say that it's gonna be sunny next weekend, so then you might wanna show ice cream ads for your potential customers. And IoT developers can leverage weather predictions to control cooling and heating in smart buildings and in smart factories.
So I guess you have a lot of demos to show us now. Let's jump into them. Let's see. I think you prepared Postman for us to look at some of these APIs and how developers can leverage that, right?
Yes, that's right. And here in Postman, you can see a list of APIs that you can use to request current conditions data or weather forecast data. And one of my favorite ones is our current conditions API. And I have now here a sample request. And in the request, you just need to know the coordinates of the location for which you want to request the weather data. And you can also define the unit. By default, we are returning data in metric units. As you can see here that the unit is now Celsius. But if I go and change it to be imperial, you get the data back in Fahrenheit. And now we can see that the unit type is Fahrenheit. In addition of returning the current temperature, we also return values like real field temperature, wind direction, wind speed, if there's any gust, also ultraviolet index value, what is the visibility, air pressure, and a lot of different values based on your scenario. You can select the ones you want to use and show for your users.
And that's very interesting, because when we think about weather as consumers, we think about, is it raining or not? Or is it freezing or not? But as you were just describing, if you're a big, you know, truck driver, the gust conditions or the winds are actually super important for you to know if you're in danger or not, right?
That's correct. And especially if we think about the routing scenario. So we also have weather along a route API. It supports your routing scenarios. For example, you want to drive from Seattle, Washington to Portland, Oregon, and you want to know the weather conditions along the route and if there is some hazards, for example. So in the request, you just need to pass the route, and in the response, we are returning weather conditions for the specific points that you have predefined in it. And for each point, we return things like wind and wind speed, and also if there's any hazards going on. For example, there might be like a storm or heavy wind.
And I can see here we have some words in there, and they're in English. So I suppose you can change your language, right?
That's correct. So in the request, you can define the language. And based on that, we return the weather information in the predefined language.
Cool. And well, all that is good. And so as a developer, you call the REST APIs and you get a result, you ingest that into your application. But Azure Maps is also about graphical stuff, right? So I see there's a get map tile, which actually will lead us to eventually see how that looks like in an actual map, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So if you just try to call the weather tiles, in this case, the radar tiles through the postman, it doesn't give you a lot of information or the context about like where the clouds actually are, like you can see here. So that's why what you can do is that you can go and leverage our SDKs to visualize the weather tiles on a map. So you can see here now our Azure Maps web SDK sample page, where we have actually over 200 code samples. And I have picked now few of my favorite ones to demonstrate the weather services. So the first one that I will have here is a weather overlay code sample. So now you can see the radar tiles in action on top of a map. And
it does indeed make more sense on top of a map than the little green image or dots that you had on Postman, for sure.
Exactly. And as a second example, I have our current conditions weather API. So in this code sample, we are just illustrating that when you click on a map, we are returning you the current conditions for the specific location. And also here you can see the weather icon and the information that it is cloudy. And awesome. When you click from different locations, you get the current conditions. And looks like that they're having some thunderstorm.
All that delivered directly from the API. So you don't, that, typically the icons, are they also coming from the APIs?
So through the API, we are returning you the icon code. And in our documentation, we have actually also shared like icon samples that you can leverage, or you can use your own custom icons if you want.
Talking about these icons, you need to eventually bring some of your own custom data. One of the big values of Azure Maps is to actually allow you to join data that is coming from the Azure Maps service, like weather data here, with your own data, data that is of a different type. And I think you have an interesting, you know, demo with that using the Azure notebooks that allows joining the data into maps, right?
Yes. So we have created a tutorial for our customers to support that specific scenario. When you have your own sensor data, for example, from your IoT devices, and you want to combine that with a data that you can fetch through Azure Maps services. And we have now here a tutorial that illustrates how you can request a weather forecast data and combine that with your IoT sensor data by using Jupyter Notebooks. And the tutorial is written by using Python.
That's pretty cool. And yeah, for data scientists and other developers who like Python, that's awesome. You can definitely do a very rapid join and extract the most insight that you know they need from the weather data.
Absolutely. And I recommend to go through this tutorial. It gives you really good ideas how you can use Jupyter Notebooks and also not just our weather service APIs, but also our other APIs.
Cool, Audi, thanks. And if you want to learn more about these Azure Maps Weather Service APIs, you can go to that URL, aka.ms/IoTShow/Azure Maps Weather Service. And thanks, Audi, for joining us today on the IoT Show and showing us these APIs. Thanks you for joining, and do not forget to subscribe for the show. See you soon. Bye.
Hi.
Bye.